Aloha. E komo mai kako. Welcome to Kane Kapila on KVMR FM, Nevada City. An abbreviated Kane Kapila this morning. We're going to be bringing you the action-packed start of the Amgen Tour of California race. This is the sixth annual, beginning in Nevada City. Big celebration in town today with the beginning of this bike race. And if you live in Northern California and the foothills and around Sacramento, it's going to be coming through your area. So Amgen, A-M-G-E-N, Tour of California. That first track you just heard, beautiful rendition of John Lennon's Imagine, of course. And that by Keola Beamer and Ryotea Helm. Their brand new album just released last Tuesday in bookstores and general consumption. I'm going to have Keola and Ryotea on the line here at about 10:30. So hopefully that will be happening. We're going to look forward to it anyway. In the background, the very talented Patrick Landeza from his brand new compact disc. Which is called Ku'uhonua Mele, My Musical World. And for the next 20 minutes or so, I'm going to be playing all music from compact discs that will be available as membership gifts next Sunday morning. If you tune in, I'm going to be away on business, unfortunately. So my good friend Don Bradway and Iris Billadu will be in the studio here, hoping to entice you to become members of our Kanikapila Ohana here. So I'll talk a little bit more about that as time permits, but look forward to that. Some upcoming events. Hapa is going to perform at Harlow's in June. I'm not sure of the date, but you can go to the Harlow's website or contact Harlow's in Sacramento. I think it's around the 12th, but I could be mistaken. I don't have my notes in front of me, but just shooting from the hip here. Want to thank Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital, committed to providing patients with the information necessary to maintain a healthy heart. The hospital is also an affiliate of Sacramento's Mercy Heart Center. More information is available. At snmh.org, Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital, for a good life. Yeah, hopefully I'll get an opportunity to play a little more from Patrick's brand new CD here later in the show. I'm probably going to be really pressed for time all the way through. So, without further ado, here's another album available. Here is the Reverend Dennis Kamakahi with his release, Greatest Hits. He's had a lot.
Eva hine o e no halava mai, e nani ma oli no, ka heke no o e I ka uike la, e rei no kuku no wiki no. Hoki mai au I anei, kaunu vehi o ke kōlau. Me ka lei, I ka makani ho'olua. He wahine o e no wailau mai, e nani I mauri no. Ka heke no o e I ka uike la, e vehi no kuku no wiki no. O I mai au I anei, ka uruvehi o ke kōlau. Me ka lei, I ka makani e ke pūe. Thank you.
wahine o e no pelekunu mai e nani I maoli no ka heke no o e I ka uike la he vehi no kukunu iki no o I mai au I ane I ka uru vehi o ke ko o lau me ka lei I ka makani po o pilo He wahine o e no wakoru mai He nani I maoli no Ka heke no o e I ka uike la He behi no ku unu iki no O I mai au I ane I Ka uru behi o ke koko lau Me ka lei He ka makani kiri o pu Namakani eha O molo ka inu I ahina Haina mai ka puanala Na ui mauli no Pehe puala o nauna Na vehi no ku unu ikino O I mai au I anei Ka uru vehi o ke kovolau Namakani eha O molo ka inu I ahina
Kele mai au I senui Thank you.
The beautiful voice of Darlene Ahuna, Aloha Pumehana, the title track from her compact disc released just last year. This beautiful album will be available for your membership contribution next Sunday morning to Kanikapila on KVMR-FM, Nevada City. Hopefully in about 5 minutes we're going to be hooking up with Riotea Helm and Keola Beamer. You heard another track from the beautiful CD, simply titled Keola Beamer Riotea. And I played for you Kamakani Kaili Aloha. And also in that set you heard the wonderful rendition of Imagine starting the show. That was Keola and Riotea. Also in that set, I played a couple of tracks from Patrick Landez's brand new CD, Ku'uhonua Mele, My Musical World. That will be available also as a gift next week. And Reverend Dennis Kamakahi, also in that set, with Na Makani Eha. Well, I'm going to play a little Herb Otha Jr. This is from his album Ukulele Breeze. Another membership gift for your contribution next Sunday morning. So we'll just let this kind of trickle along here and in anticipation of our conversation with Keola and Riotea. Well, aloha. I am back, and we'll see if the miracle of our phone patch works this morning. Aloha, Raiatea.
I'm here.
Oh, good. I think I might have dropped Kaola's call, but we'll try again. Aloha, Kaola. Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. And now I dropped you. Well, we're going to bring the music back up and... see if I can do this again. Technology is never easy, is it? So let me try again and see if I have both of you on the air. Aloha, Raiatea.
Hi.
Well, I keep, I seem to be dropping.
To call him? You want me to try and call him?
No, I'm actually, it's actually a problem here in our studio. I have you on the line, but I can't get Kaola back on the air here.
I can conference call too.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea.
You want me to try and call him?
Okay.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what our phone patch is doing these days. I can't remember what buttons I'm supposed to press to engage both one party and call the other. So we'll just see how that goes. Something's bound to happen. Wonderful. Well, through the miracle of technology on your end, I think I have you both on the studio now. Aloha, Keola and Raiatea.
Good morning.
How nice. Now I can turn down the music and we can actually talk.
Oh, but the music is probably better than the talk.
They both enhance each other.
Oh, thank you. Well, thanks for having us on this morning, Michael.
Yeah,
well,
thank you. Oh,
I'm so delighted to have you both. What a delightful collaboration. This album is just, you know, you sent me this album last week, and I haven't taken it out of my CD player until this morning to bring it in. I just keep going over and over. It's like I just re-cue it. It just plays again and again and again.
Yeah. It does have staying power. I've noticed that in my own. You know, usually I don't, after stuff comes out, I don't listen to it, but. This one I do, you know, I go for a morning walk and I listen to Raiatea sing Where I Hold You, and it kind of sets up my day. It's so beautiful. That girl can sing, man. That girl can sing.
No kidding. It's not a well-kept secret anymore. Well, tell our listeners how you got together for this collaboration. You know, it's kind of on the liner notes, but a lot of people don't have this album yet, so let them know. How this came about.
Yeah, I went into this little bar and... No, I'm sorry, wrong collaboration.
wrong girl.
No, you know, a couple of years ago, one of my friends suggested we, you know, do a song together for Lantern Floating. And you know, we'd never met. I mean, you know, I had heard Raiatea's records, and I loved her voice, and, you know, loved what she was doing, but I didn't know who she was as a, you know, human being. And so when we started working together for this event at Alamona Beach Park, Lantern Floating, you know, which is also coming up at the end of the month here in Hawaii, I just felt her, you know, her beautiful presence, and I began to fall in love with the sound of her voice. To me, there was just like this light behind it. You know? So that's how it sort of began.
Well, it's just such a great collaboration. You know, you're such a perfectionist, Keola, I have to admit, you know, and I know how much time you spend making things right. And this album just has that beautiful flow from start to finish. You know, I know that was a concerted effort to choose tunes that kind of complemented the whole effort. So I acknowledge you for that, and your harmonies, you and Raiatea, just blend so beautifully. You know, I just played Kamakani Ka'ali'i Aloha.
Uh-huh.
Ka'ili'i Aloha.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. You know, we probably should let Raiatea speak on this, but you know, we do have a relationship of love, and we take the time to get stuff right. And I think it does show. Yeah, right there.
Yes, and when I first met Uncle Keola, you know, 2 years ago, I got to know his personality. You know, we had so much fun together, and I think that helped. You know, because I came from a big family of, you know, everyone laughed. You know, everyone jokes around. We sing, we play music, but it's all from love and laughter, and those are the main two things that we have in common, and I think that's how we got really close, really fast, Uncle Phil and I.
Yeah.
We laugh every day. Every time when we're together, I am a different person, and I think that helps a lot and brings music stronger for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's fun.
You know, the only time it gets scary is when me and Raiatea are out in the world someplace. You know, we did in this, 16 months that we spent on this record, we did, you know, tour together and try stuff out. I remember a couple of times in China, you know, bouncing along in a bus with Raiatea, some, you know, remote, area in China and thinking, you know, her huge family in Molokai, and if anything happens to her, all those guys are going to come after me. Like, a really sad day for the Hawaiian Chinese. No, she's got a, you know, just a beautiful ohana, and you know, her dad was Zach, which is, you know, so wonderful in helping her shape her music, you know, and
yes,
teaching her stuff, so that all that music is kind of in her DNA, you know.
Yeah, that's when I met you, Raya. You were in Sacramento at Borders with your dad, and
so I did meet you.
Yeah,
I knew I met you. Okay,
sure. That was when you were playing in San Francisco, I think.
Yes. Yeah, my dad's fun. You know, he and I are very close, and he's a huge supporter, and especially with this new journey that I took with Uncle Kill, like I think it's really important to get, you know, a lot of family support, and you know, it comes out, it shows, and I think with, you know, the closeness between me and my parents, it comes out, and I'm very, very fortunate to have awesome parents and an awesome family.
Beautiful.
Well, for those of you listeners, if you can't wait, you can get the CD in the store, but if you'd like to wait until next Sunday, you can make a membership contribution to KVMR, and you can get one in the mail.
Wow. Right.
Our friends at Mountain Apple are going to make that happen for us, so for those of you listeners. Yeah, you guys have a collaboration also through the Aloha Music Camp. I just found out recently that you taught ukulele, right?
I tried. No, I went last year, and I believe it's coming soon in June, right, Uncle?
Yeah, it's coming right up. And let's see, when is it this year? It's June 27th through July 3rd at Keho Beach. Yeah, so right there, I came over last year and then taught ukulele. And
yeah, it was a quite an experience, you know, something I never experienced before. And, you know, I learned a lot just being there as, you know, being a part of the teaching. And, you know, at the same time, I still learned from everyone else. So it was a lot of work, but I hung in there and I did my thing. And I had fun.
You don't seem like a quitter at all to me.
It's great. That's it's kind of a demanding teaching schedule for the kumu, but you know, that's what makes it work for the people that attend the camp. Yeah, so they can have choices, and they can, you know, decide to do stuff, or sometimes they just decide to go to the beach, and that's fine too because it's beautiful out there.
Oh,
yeah,
we try to
you know, teach stuff, but also, you know, we really my philosophy is that, you know, life should kind of be about joy and love, you know, so we do have a lot of fun, you know, and share a lot of joy with each other. And having teachers like Raitea with her beautiful ambulant spirit, you know, that helped.
It was beautiful. It was like being on vacation and working.
So, did you tell me that there are still a few spots for camp?
There's still a few left. I kind of recommend that people, you know, if you're interested, kind of get that going pretty soon, because it does have a tendency to sell out. So,
so
people can check it out at AlohaMusicCamp.com.
AlohaMusicCamp.com, and it's at the Keho Beach Resort, and that's in the Kona region, huh?
Yep.
How nice.
Gorgeous place.
And, you know, right here, I just found out that our record is number 19 on the Billboard World Music Chart.
19? Okay, awesome.
Well, it's only been out.
No, I'm sorry. No, 9. Sorry.
9.
It's only been out like 2 days.
Done, yeah, it's just, I think that's just the, you know, the first 4 or 5 days. I think.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sorry, I'm, you know, not, you know. Not
it's exactly. In the morning. It's okay.
Yeah.
I know. It's not even 8 o'clock yet, your time. I'm so grateful.
My voice is always low in the morning, so.
Well, at least we're somewhat coherent this morning.
Well, it's not always. It sounds fine on this end.
Oh, all right.
So, once again, the album is just simply called Keola Beamer Raiatea. It's in record stores and outlets near you. I'm sure it's going to be just raves. Thanks, Mountain Apple, for helping to produce it. And I wanted to ask you, did you guys kind of choose your own favorites, or who had a major hand in the tune selection? You know, there's a lot of...
That was right here and I, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
We believe that the songs have to have a certain sort of ground truth, you might say. I mean, you got to believe in the stuff you're singing about. You know, you can't really fake it. I think if you try to, you know, pretend, it doesn't really work, you know. So, you know, right here's got to really hold a song in her heart, you know, to bring it forward as I do, you know, whether it's playing or singing. So, you know, both of us went through that process. You know, we try something, and if we felt that we could take it somewhere or lift it, you know, to a new place, then we'd work at it. And you know, so that it's kind of difficult to describe the process, but it involves, you know, the both of us.
Well, a couple of things have really, really struck me about this album. One is the it's almost like a couplet. Our Time for Letting Go and You Somebody are such a great couplet. I mean, back to back, they're just so powerful together. Both of those songs are just so heartfelt and deep emotionally. And then, of course, John Lennon's song, you know, to start the album is just incredibly wonderful.
So much, that particular song, I mean, it's still relevant 40 years after he wrote it. It may even be more relevant in today's world. You know? Mm-hmm. Pretty remarkable.
Could you tell us a little bit about Charles's chant?
His chant is kind of a rise and stand together. It's kind of a unifying moment, you know, within the piece.
Uh-huh.
And he is such a beautiful performer. Raite and I also, you know, had a chance to be with him through the years in different events and stuff. He came to New York with us last year for a show we did in a symphony space in New York. And, you know, he's just a beautiful soul, and he really gets what we're doing, so
mm-hmm.
Always happy to be with him. I know Raite feels the same way.
Yes, he's a terrific man. Beautiful, Ollie.
Yeah, Charles Ka'upu, what a delightful person. Yeah. And it just, it fits so well right in the middle of that song. It's just so perfect.
Well, you know, that's what I love about Uncle Kayla. You know, he knows what sound he wants and, you know, where, what goes where. And, I mean, you think about it, there are a lot of different tonations in Oli and sound, and Charles Ka'upu is so, his Oli is so distinctive and very, I don't know how to explain it, but it's so pure. And for Uncle Kilo to find that one sound, it's just perfect. Charles Ka'upu's Oli just fit perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, it's truly a very delightful collaboration, and I'm just I've been loving it over and over and over again.
Awesome.
Thank you. Me too.
Me three. Yay.
Yay.
Michael, thanks for playing it, and thanks for, you know, advancing the music and keeping the spirit of Hawaii alive out there.
Yes.
All of us, as
thank
you know, Hawaiian painters, all appreciate it. Really do. Thank
you. Oh, it's a pleasure, you know. It's just a joy to be here every Sunday morning. It's the highlight of my week. And has been for since we started this way back in 1992.
Wow, great.
Whoa, 1992. Where was I? Second grade.
Well, I can't take all the credit, you know. It was a labor of love with Steve Ramsey and Rich Shipley actually created Connie Kapila, and then 10 years ago I took over when, you know, we alternated for a number of years, and then I took over 10 years ago, and it's been quite a delightful run.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, we're so happy that you're doing it. Thank you.
Well, I want to play one more track. I'm going to have to make way for are bicycle enthusiasts. Today is the opening, the start of the beginning of the Amgen Tour of California bicycle race. And so there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bicycle riders and supporters here in Nevada City. And so at 11 o'clock, we're going to go to the streets and the start of the race and all the excitement in town.
All right.
So, do you guys have a selection for me to play to finish up?
You go ahead.
Yeah, why don't you play Where I Hold You? That's a song that I composed, but right here just does such a beautiful job.
Oh, of course, track two. Sure. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with me this morning. It's always delightful to talk to you. And I guess I'm hearing that you're going to be in California in August. Of course, you come on and off, but I think you're going to be here in Grass Valley. I hear rumors that you may have signed and booked something in Grass Valley. So we'll cross our fingers
and
hope for that.
Okay.
Are you doing a tour together?
Yeah, we sure are. And, you know, we don't know exactly the dates yet. We do, you know, we have a premiere showing, a premiere concert on Maui this Saturday night, so in less than a week. So, you know, we'll be together working on that. And then after that, you know, some more dates in kind of the West Coast and East Coast. But, we are looking forward to that.
We'll keep you posted.
Well, thank you so much, Raiatea Helm, Keola Beamer. The album simply called Keola Beamer, Raiatea, and it's everywhere fine music is sold. And, and don't forget, if any of you listeners might be interested in attending Aloha Music Camp, simply go to alohamusiccamp.com for more details about that. Thank you so much for calling this morning and getting up so early. I know it's still pretty early where you are.
No biggie, it's okay.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and I will I look forward to talking to you both soon.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay.
Aloha.
Ahui ho. Once again, Keola Beamer, Raiatea, the title of the album, alohamusiccamp.com for more information. So time for me to say goodbye. I'm going to thank Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital, which is committed to providing patients with the necessary information to maintain a healthy heart. The hospital is also an affiliate of Sacramento's Mercy Heart Center. If you'd like more information, you can go to snmh.org. That's Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital for a good life. Well, thank you so much for tuning in this morning, and don't forget the listener survey is in the program guide, and be sure you take the time to fill that out with your comments. It's appreciated here at the station. So thank you all for listening. Have a really wonderful Sunday. Stay tuned for Bike Talk and the tour of California. Aloha, ahui ho. Yeah.